You're listening to Your Mental Wellness Podcast for your voice and sanity with your host, Dr. Sybil Georgiana.
So welcome, and I'm so excited to be here with Sarah and with our today's quest to understand what we can do, even with purposeful nutrition, to navigate the season of change from moving out of COVID into continuously less and less COVID influenced circumstances, from a cold winter into hopefully a soon to be more and more warm spring. And so I was so excited to have Aria Drexler, a dear nutritionist whom I met here in California. And she was open enough to answer a couple of my questions, specifically about the changes from the season, as well as picking her brain on how nutrition may have changed over the years. And then, as I have in-laws and parents who are older, to see ways even that we could eat that keep us in a good state to delay decline and as well prevent basically impairment in our thinking and our coping, as we all have had so much going on. So when I just ask you, Sarah, if you were open here to join on the call here, what would inspire you to eat well?
For me, I'm a vegetarian, so I've kind of balanced my, I went through this journey of balancing what makes me feel good when I eat and what kind of makes me feel bad when I eat that. So what inspires me eating well is how well I feel when I eat.
That's awesome. And I really feel, I mean, that's like really something you can only do with that self-inquiry, as we learned from Casey Peters in the last time, you know, to try it out yourself. And it's funny because I always think, just with me getting older, I'm more aware of that than I was in my early on in life. But and I think that would be the same answer for me, not that I'm a vegetarian, but that basically eating healthily, lots of vegetables, things like that, that it really makes you feel so much better. It's already something we can even talk about more, maybe in another Thrive call here. But so the brain I picked was Aria Drexler's brain. She's a registered dietitian in California and in Colorado and deals with all types of specific chronic illnesses, as well as with the older population or anyone with more wisdom and maturation in their biological years. And so she, with regards to understanding how we can influence us, even with the seasonal change, moving out of that more secluded life with COVID, she says, as we move into from winter into spring, the biggest nutritional consideration comes with making sure that we have enough vitamin D3. And on the website that we will have a link to, she describes the optimal levels of vitamin D as they may change with age and biological sex. And we can get it through dairy products, animal liver. And sometimes she says, you know, with the advice of a primary care physician and a registered dietitian, then supplementation may be indicated. So she says it's really good to be aware that any dietary habits that may change during the year can also bring a change in the nutrition. So eating maybe more fresh fruits and vegetables in the summer months, she says, which I didn't know, that if you buy frozen fruits and vegetables in the winter, that those may even have more nutrients than the fresh food we got in the summer season. That was a new thing for me. I was like, well, that's good to know. So let's see here. What else did she share with us here? Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I know she left us with one of the quotes, and it says, one of the most exciting things that has developed since she was in school has been the advent of personalized nutrition. Often looking at a person's genes to see which kind of nutrition is best for them and whether or not they need supplementation. That's very interesting, looking at someone's genes and, you know, seeing what kind of nutrition they need. That's nice.
That's amazing. And
Technology, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, really, how would you do that with like a swap? I mean, you know, what type of test would you even use like that? I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I know we also asked her about how we can optimize brain functioning as well. And she said that getting enough fats, such as olive oil, avocados, and nuts and seeds, and omega-3 fats, and at least twice a week from seafood, and some ground flax seeds and chia seeds. So that's very good. And also, staying hydrated will lubricate the brain. So that's something I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff.
That reminds me of my grandmother, that if she weren't drinking enough water, that she would then, a lot of times, that would make her be maybe less, like a little bit more impaired in her thinking, that she had too much, like the medication was just too strong in her body. And I thought that was a good reminder, even that it's not just age related, but she also said, I mean, Aria said that the age-related change in our, you know, our homeostasis, like how we regulate our appetite, it may be that if we are older, we are not as aware that we are needing to drink. So our sense of thirst may not be as alert, which I thought was very interesting as well. As here where she talks about how feelings can be influenced with food as well by, for example, if we have, we eat excess sugar, that can really be like a gunk to the brain, and that may contribute even to the onset of dementia. But having a healthy plate with mostly proteins, healthy fats, vegetables, whole grains, and then a limit of sugar and dietary drinks, that then with the water intake, it can keep us in a good place, and also with regards to our brain functioning. So that's really spot on with the vitality strategies from the self-leadership protocol, where with the attention to relaxation, to exercise, to healthy eating, you know, we can really, you know, as Casey Peterson said, we can make sure that our car is not like a barely moving car, if we think about our body as a car, but it's literally, it can like just ride along and, you know, kind of be even like a little bit like a faster car.
Take care of your cars. There you go.
Change your oils. Get the oils and all that stuff. So let's see here. So Aria has a contact and information here provided.
Nice.
And she is with Intuition, and can be reached here for services in California and in Colorado. But also we can share the full article here on the Tools for Vitality website, which is geared towards sustainable relaxation, nutrition, and functional movement to really augment your ability to regulate yourself and to lead yourself and others. So that's basically for us here. And I really feel that moving into this new year and with all the changes that we've been mastering the last year and then moving ideally continuously in 2021, attending to the food is maybe not easy to attend to, but it's something that's right in our control, right? Because we are the ones who get to say, you know, how we consume. So I was like, you know, if we're thinking about an action step, what would be one that you would feel or take away from our time here that you would want to pursue in these next couple of weeks?
If that's personal. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I, throughout this presentation, I've noticed, and throughout the interview, she talks a lot about hydrating and intake of fluids. Make sure you get enough. Make sure you, you know, don't go into the dehydration. And I feel, and especially with the lubrication of the brain, I kind of want to challenge myself in a good way, saying, hey, you know what? If I do like, you know, as much hydration as I can throughout the day, I want to see how it affects my brain, like not only my, you know, physical vitality, but just like how am I going throughout the day? And I'll report back to say how it's going.
I think that's really good. For me, I was thinking about this challenge by even thinking that to make sure, you know, you buy the foods, you're mindful in the shopping, you're mindful in the way how you're spending time. So for me, it's making the time to shop, planning out when to cook, what to cook, and to be more deliberate with that. And maybe more specific even on the weekends, just to make sure that those good nutritional recommendations can be integrated, because it's not necessarily like things that are very hard to attain, but they just need a little bit focus to come about, like drinking the liquids. And I feel wearing a mask more has, I have had less fluids because I wear that mask all the time, you know.
Yeah, it's drying, you know.
It's like, and you're not as, you know, you're not sipping your tea or your water as frequently. So just always things to stay flexible with, to adjust to. And then I'm hoping that we have another guest with us at some point where we can talk even more about what type of foods can produce or contribute to certain emotional states, such as anxiety, depression. I mean, we heard just a little bit how Aria tapped into that topic, but really just see, like, can we eat that we have healthy emotions, right? Can we eat that we decrease irritability, withdrawal symptoms, depression, anxiety? So I want to dig a little bit into that and see what we could come up with, and have another guest with us who was also very interested with in the subject. So nice. But that's more to follow, I guess.
There you go. That would be really interesting. Yeah. Following up with that.
Yes. So, and another thing was, like, perhaps we can also, if there's people who want to comment on this Thrive video here, feel free to reach out to us and any questions or comments you have. So we can.
We'd love to hear from you.
Good. So, Sarah, I'm so excited for having you. And again, can't thank you enough for your time. And then we will touch base again in 2 weeks.
Lovely. There you go. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll see you then.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
See you then. Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Mental Wellness Podcast for Your Voice and Sanity. Make sure to check out our show notes. Visit our website, www.toolsforvitality.com, where you can subscribe to the show. We would appreciate it if you would tell a friend about the podcast.